a Will in
the Club Thursday. Here we go, everybody. Let's do some Will in the Club. That's right.
It is a Will in the Club today. Thursday.
Will in the Club.
I like big buckets.
Indeed. That we can all agree on, and to get you to Eric Church. Eric Church is the coolest dude in the room, and it's because a lot of reasons, but it certainly helps that he always is wearing shades. He always has sunglasses on.
Now, it's a thing.
As we found out, kind of started because on stage, he suffers from dry eye syndrome. Moderate to severe, I don't know.
DES.
Now, these are sunglasses that actually got from the Shinerbach Brewery down in lovely Shiner, Texas. A couple of years ago when Elle and I took a little road trip to the Hill Country and then ended up with these. And they are cool, but they are, in fact, you've worn them for the majority of the show.
Well,
you feel cooler?
I mean, I think I look cooler. Doris said that I look cooler.
Oh,
Tracy said I look cooler.
Okay.
And
I think
I'm going to lean into that. But not only that, but
as you should.
As you should.
I'm at an age where my eyes don't really function as they should.
So it helps.
And we have the white glare. Light bulbs in here, which are horrible. So I can see where Eric Church is going with this. I don't have the DES.
Well,
but maybe I will soon.
Whether your doctor thinks it's right for you or not, it definitely is what's going into the tank today. And these sunglasses, obviously, you can get the plastic variety. But these are metal. But they're more really thin wire around the thing. So there's not a lot of weight to it at all. And it's about 50-50 on whether people think it'll float or not. I think it's totally dependent on the 10-second rule and how they hit the water. So I'm going to go, even though the lens could turn into a raft, I don't think it'll last the 10 seconds. I think a sink.
I'm going with you.
All right.
We're leaning in.
Why are you acting like a truck driver over there or like
know.
A secret agent?
You like my...
Okay.
I'm telling you, I've got an alter ego with these glasses on.
All right, Lupe. Sad. Lupe in the midday. Are you going to put them back on after they've been in the tank?
Absolutely not.
All right. All right. So the coolness ends here in a matter of moments, but let's get the opinions of those that matter most on our Hank lines. She is Hank fan number 9 out of Whitney, Texas. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to Will It Flow.
Good morning.
There is Sarah. And going up against...
Good morning.
You've probably dropped plenty of things out of Lake Whitney there, so you inadvertently have played Will It Float many a time. Going up against...
Yes, I've found many glasses.
Oh, she's found them. Well,
I was going to say, I wonder what's at the bottom of that lake.
All right.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk afterwards, Sarah. All right, and from Sarah's Discount Shades in Whitney, Texas, we go to Hank fan number 10 out of Cowtown. We got Marty in Fort Worth. Hello, Marty. Party.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. You ever lost some sunglasses in a lake, Martin?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
In my ears. I don't quite remember.
I know. It's such a touching experience. I don't make Hallmark cards for everything. Okay. All right. So, brass tacks, Sarah, out of Whitney. First dibs, what do you think the shades will do? Float or sink?
Float.
We got
sink.
Oh, wait. We got sink. Okay. Sink. Going with sink?
Yeah.
Sink. So, Martin, because she goes with sink, it's a 50-50 game. You have what as your hope?
Float.
There we go. All right. To the Tank of Transparency. And, of course, as we stream live this time with actual audio and sound on our Hank Facebook Live, so you can see what you can hear on the radio. I know. It's almost like we have a social media department.
That's extra.
Almost. Once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do to decide a winner, a victor, vector. Are we ready at the tank, Cool Modi?
Yes, sir.
All right. The shades will go from Heather Lee's face to the tank in 3, 2, 1, and down go the shades. Oh, man, they just go right to the bottom. They didn't even... They just... You tossed them off like they're cheap sunglasses. Well... They're not, they're not bubbling. That's decisive, ladies and gentlemen. And as cool as it was, or as cool as maybe some people thought they were while wearing it, down at the bottom of the tank, they are firmly secured as a sinker. Congratulations there, Sarah. Sarah.
Thank you.
No time is a good time for goodbye, indeed. But we thank you, Marty, for playing along as always. There it is.
Always. Thank you.
Heather, do you still feel cool without the shades, or...
I don't really feel as cool. I don't know. They had a certain je ne sais quoi.
Well, by
I'll
using
to go to the
that
Brewery.
Phrase, I can already tell you that no, the coolness has expired. Mm. Oh, well, there at the bottom. Congratulations, Sarah. You're going to Eric Church. All right. And thank you, one and all, who have participated. Shades, sunglasses, cheap or not? Yeah, they go down to the bottom.
Will it there it is.